Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
So welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm your guest host for today and also hosting, also the guest, talking about mindfulness and my journey and other people's journeys into mindfulness. So during the break, Otto, as always, had a really great, I want to say like scenario for mindfulness.
Well, to me, like I had an image, frankly, until I started reading a little more into this myself, that mindfulness was like a meditation kind of thing. Like you sit there and you get mindful of what's going on around you. Maybe that's a form of, but yes. It actually applies to sometimes when you're reading a book, let's say, you're kind of drifting through the book and you don't even know what you read. You know, you're not there. You're not mindful of the book, or you're not mindful of the family tree thing you're working on, or pick anything you want. And you're not in the zone, if you will. And I think that to be conscious of the fact that that's what mindfulness is may lead you to more constantly focus on what you're doing. And that could frankly include something like walking down a flight of stairs, you know,
yes.
Be mindful of the fact that you are walking down that flight of stairs because you are liable to fall otherwise.
It's so important with, you know, what you're saying, because like we said, this mindfulness category is so big, but I think too, in this society, it's even more important to strive to figure out mindfulness because our brains are constantly on 10,000 different things at one time. I mean, there's so much overstimulation. I look at little kids now. I was like, I couldn't even imagine being like a little kid now with all this stuff, you know? And then, you know, then I look at, you know, my mom whose brain has 5,000 thoughts going on at one time, you know? And I think that you're so right, Otto, because so much of your time is just, you know, you're never fully present or focusing on anything half the time. You don't even realize it until you step back and say, oh my God, like I'm just doing all these things, but not even really processing anything that's going on. So it's so easy to get yourself in this caught up, you know, headspace. And it was funny because I wish I could play the video for you. My friend, we had a little cake for her daughter's birthday, and her daughter was having, you know, she's got some little anxiety issues going on. And so it was like, you know, created a bit of a, you know, crazy situation. And my friend sent me a video. She said the only thing that made her laugh was my face during this whole ordeal, because, you know, my body looks very calm, but my eyes are going like scanning the area like Terminator at every single person to see like what everyone's reaction is and how to like make it better. And I was like, well, this is a perfect example of what like goes on inside my brain, you know? And it was, and I think like it's that, you know, it's a funny thing to laugh at, but I mean, that I wasn't even consciously aware of, you know? And I think that that's why these things that are, this topic is so important. I've been looking forward to it because it's just finding for you how to, you know, kind of get into this mindfulness headspace, you know?
Right.
Instead of just drifting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And Otto, one of the things that you said just really kind of connected to something with yoga. So, you know, sometimes we're just not paying attention, Christina, right? We don't even know, or get up, we run, we're not paying attention. So in yoga, in my classes and most classes, we always teach some balancing poses, some kind of balance where we focus on connecting your foundation. So when you're doing standing poses, your feet, that's your foundation, right? So we come into poses and we're like, okay, right knee over the right ankle, back leg flat against the wall, engage the leg, arms at a T, gazing over the right fingers, left hand at shoulder height, blah, blah, blah. You know, you're talking about all this, but your feet are really your foundation and that's where you want to balance. So when we teach balancing pose, like tree poses is, you know, kind of everybody comes into tree, everybody knows tree. Before I do it, we, you know, bring our hands to heart center and I say, okay, let's connect to the mat, roll onto the balls of your feet, then slowly roll back onto your heels, notice what the mat feels like underneath your feet. We're usually barefoot, you know, feel the mat, just kind of connect the feet. And when you come into the pose, pay attention to your foundation. So a lot of people who take yoga or even go to physical therapy will say things like, oh, I, you know, I was thinking about your balancing and I got up fine and I paid attention to my feet and I didn't just like get up to answer the phone without thinking, you know, because people trip and fall right. and that. So really being aware. So what happens, I think the connection with yoga and mindfulness and is it kind of happens automatically because I'm a little bit of a klutz. I've been known to fall, but I really pay attention to my foundation, my feet when I get up, I'm mindful when I get up, you know, and get out of cars and, you know, I pay attention. So, you know, that's where being mindful and yoga kind of connects to like every day or any kind of, you know, physical therapy.
You know, here's a different thought on that whole thing. I've always had the skill to do a power nap ever since I can remember. To the point where when I was in the Navy doing guard duty one night at 12 o'clock with a fake rifle guarding a scrub house, which we use for laundry, I was standing there and I actually fell asleep on my feet with no problem whatsoever until the officer day came along and kicked my fake rifle out from under me and asked me what the general orders were, one of which was don't fall asleep on your post. But that's not where I'm going with this whole thing. Where I'm going with this is even things like, if you think about being mindful, like I'll put my feet up on this desk and I will be mindful of the fact that I will block out everything and I'll conk out for 15 minutes. I'll put the timer on so I do get up. But even applying it to something that you think is, you know, like taking a nap.
Yeah.
If you're really conscious of the fact that you want to block everything out, you have to focus on that. It doesn't happen by itself.
Right.
You have to tell your mind, stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I may be stretching it a little bit there. But
I think that's but it's not though. I mean, because listen, how many studies have I read about even, you know, we're talking sleep, you know, the fact that sleep is so poor, you know, you think you're sleeping, you know, oh yes, I went to sleep. But I mean, the fact of like, you know, what actual decent sleep you've had. I mean, there's all kinds of apps and devices that can track your sleeping patterns. But I think that that's the problem is turning off that brain. You know, I mean, really, I think it does apply certainly to that.
Yeah. You know, it's so important too that you connect with your, you know, of course, your physical health, your emotional health too, whenever you're starting something new. So Otto, it's interesting. I'm glad that your body is kind of trained to come into a pose that's for sleep instead of just saying, hey, I fall asleep when I'm driving or something like that. So you are mindful of when you need to take that nap. You know, it's time for, let me take a quick nap here. Yeah. You get into a safe, comfortable position for that nap, which is really great. So, I mean, that's a form of being mindful, but to really kind of, I want to say, look at this journey of mindfulness. I'm just going to talk a little bit about my journey. Yeah. And just so, because I think people will really be able to relate. Because there's a lot of people that just say, you know, I can't meditate. I'll never be able to meditate. Forget about mindfulness.
Yeah. I'm walking, I know, all these words exercise. Sound like, oh God, like you really have to commit to it, you know?
Right. Like it's, but it really is something personal for you. Mm-hmm. So 2018 was a very bad year for me and my family. And a lot of things happened that were just like tragic. You know, I lost my father suddenly after a very quick illness. None of us were prepared. Very strong, active, physical man, his whole life, you know, just idolized in that way. He suddenly died a few months after in a quick illness. Right after that, his sister, my aunt, passed away. She was even older than him. And she had an illness too that no one would have normally survived. And she lasted 7 years. So that was, you know, devastating. And then my cousin, who was my age, passed away. It was just unbelievable. We were the same age. And it was really a very difficult, I mean, clearly very difficult, a difficult time for me and my family, you know, and seeing your kids suffer, watching, you know, it's just hard. So I was also not feeling great. I didn't know what was going on with my own health. I was, my heart rate always felt like it was going sky high, no matter what I did. I mean, I could take a brief walk and I'd be at, you know, heart rate of 200, you know, Otto, you showed your Fitbit. So I was always aware of my heart rate. And over the years, I did notice that my heart rate would go up pretty quickly every once in a while. So in 2018, it was just happening all the time. My heart, no matter what I would do, no, like if something broke and you get a little bit stressed, it would go up to 200. So I'm like, all right, let me get to a doctor. So I wind up going to cardiologist and I'm diagnosed with AV nodal supraventricular tachycardia. So basically my heart was
the doctor just picked some random words and put it together.
I was like, it took me 3 years to be able to say it all in one sentence. So basically there was like this electric like thing going on in my heart that was making it beat quickly. And like I was on adrenaline. So, you know, and interestingly enough, up to that point, I really didn't even, it was amazing that I could do yoga. And the reason I could do yoga is because I'm very, very good with breathing exercises. I can, you know, take my breaths in and exhale. So when I was feeling that coming on, I automatically got into that breathing pattern. So the heart rate would go down and all that. But when it got to this intense part in my life, nothing was really controlling it. But I wouldn't say prior to 2018, I was in that mindfulness zone. And I think it was because of this heart issue. So I had a procedure, very minor. I was up the whole time and it corrected it. It was just like this amazing thing. And, you know, blessings, I'm no issues, no medication, everything is fine. But something happened after that procedure and all the morning I was in is my heart was no longer racing. I no longer had that adrenaline thing that would happen. So I was really able to focus more on becoming more relaxed. My reactions were a lot less intense. And my yoga practice just became so much more beautiful to me in a different way. And I was able to truly connect to breathing. You know, in yoga, we breathe in, we fill up, we power up, and then we exhale, we release and let go. And we will be right back after a quick break and we'll get into a little bit more of my mindfulness journey and how everybody can find their own journey. It's a personal journey. We'll be right back.